Good day, everyone. My name is Ajoy Krishnamurthy. I lead planning and strategy for Microsoft Patterns and Practices. Today, I'm joined by Eugenio Pace, who's my colleague at the PNP team. Eugenio, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Eugenio Pace. I work in the Patterns and Practices team as a PM on a number of projects.
Super. Yeah, Eugenio is definitely a busy man. He's got a lot of stuff that he's working on. Today, we're going to be specifically talking about the project that one of the projects that Eugenio is leading around identity management, a lot of stuff that's new from a technology standpoint. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a second. But before we do that, I want to do a quick run through of some of the key areas we're looking at from the cloud perspective in a lot of news that's coming out, a lot of interest from our customers and community. There are three areas we're looking at. Number one, around security. How do you build secure web applications on the cloud? As you may know, Patterns and Practices has done several guides in the past around the notion of security, around building web apps, the WCF security, and so on. So we're looking at the specific aspects that are unique to cloud as you as a developer architect should consider to make your application more secure and whatnot. We'll obviously have more details to share on that in a future video. The second area that we're looking at, which is something that Eugenio's looking into closely as well, is around the notion of building blocks, right? PNP, you probably know about Enterprise Library. Very likely you're using it. It's a popular asset. We have a bunch of building blocks for some of the common cross-cutting concerns, so to speak, like logging, data access, security. There are stuff that are maybe a little bit different. Maybe there are different areas that you need to take care of from a Azure cloud perspective. So we're looking at the scenarios right now as we speak in terms of from a scoping standpoint. We'll have more information to share on that as well. Essentially, the way to picture it is collection of building blocks, application blocks for the cloud. And then the third area is around identity management, the notion of federation, authentication, authorization, sharing identity, and so on. That's the project that we want to spend some time talking about today. So Eugenio, tell us, what are some of the primary goals or challenges that you're planning to address with this effort?
Sure. So, there's two questions that pretty much every application has to answer, right? One is who you are and
right.
What can you do,
absolutely.
Which is kind of the authentication and the authorization aspects of an app. So what we're doing is essentially writing a new book, a new PNP book, that will cover how you do that with a very specific technique, which is using a claims-based approach.
I see.
Right?
Okay.
And, there's many reasons we're doing that. One of the reasons is Microsoft is shipping a wave of new technologies and new platform components that will make that approach really, really compelling. Right.
I see. So this will be essentially a written guidance, in the form
Correct.
Of written guidance, so to speak.
Right.
So I think I've shared this with you before. I worked on some single sign-on projects. It's always fun and fun as you can imagine, right? There are challenges, obviously, even having federation within applications in an enterprise, let alone integration with the partner solutions and external service provider and so on. And I think it's even more relevant that the challenge, so to speak, in the notion of cloud, with on-premises and off-premises app and so on.
Right.
Is that a scenario that you'll be looking at in this
case? We are. Yeah, definitely. I think you're absolutely correct, right? Within the boundaries of a company, you have a lot of control on what you do,
right?
Even in that situation, even with that control, you still have to, fight some battles to
right.
get everything
right. Both technical and political, right?
Technical, political, and others, right? So the goals like single sign-on or a much better way of controlling what the application is supposed to be doing for different types of people with different roles in an organization, for example, it is, in everyone's to-do list in a way. And as I said before, I think I mentioned this, some of the principles have been around for a while, right?
Right.
Every Active Directory user already enjoys some of the benefits
sure.
of having this, integrated platform, right?
Right.
But as you well said before, taking advantage of the cloud magnifies some challenges, right?
Sure.
You cannot go, and if you're a company using a cloud service provided by somebody else, you cannot ask that guy to tie their application to your Active Directory, right?
That's correct.
people have been using various things to address that problem,
okay.
that it's highlighted in the cloud space. But not all of those solutions are being optimal, right?
Not, right.
Starting with the most obvious one and the most simple one, which is pretty much asking everybody to just remember another username and password, right?
Right.
For
right.
that. Yeah. Specific app.
I've got like 16 sticky notes under my keyboard.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Super. So what would be the output of this effort? You know, you talked about the written guidance. Are there any samples that you're creating as well? So
yes.
I, as a developer, can get started with looking at a sample. How do I do federation?
So this will be a very, very pragmatic guide, right? It will be a book, essentially, where we'll be covering very common recurrent scenarios. So setup and configuration of different actors like companies and partners to that company or applications living within a company. Those
sure.
are all like different configurations that we looked out there. And we will be covering each of those in different chapters. And we will be proposing like what we believe and we will hope will be a great solution for that, for the challenges that that particular scenario will bring.
I see.
And then together with the written content, which will cover the you know, the scenario itself, the challenges, the problems that we're trying to solve, we will propose a solution for that, of course. We will identify the scope of the solution, right? It's always good to show the trade-offs that you're making.
Right.
You know, not
right.
everything is it's a nail, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
So there's always trade-offs that you make and things that you have to pay for certain advantages. So we will document that. And then at the end of the chapter, you will have like a running example, right? A running code. My hope is to have like a, you know, chapter1.sln that you open in Visual Studio and you see all these pieces working
gotcha.
Together.
Perfect,
right?
Perfect. So I get to understand the scenario that you'll be tackling
mm-hmm.
and then also look at the pros and cons
Correct.
Of the solution that you're proposing, so to
right.
speak, and then the solution itself. So I can actually
yep.
see it firsthand. And you talked about this actually, you know, in a very modular fashion. Chapter
Correct.
One will be maybe tackling the enterprise scenario. Chapter two might be going outside the organization boundaries and build upon those. That's pretty good. In terms of feedback, right? I mean, PNP, one thing that we're very good at and we are lucky to have is the community feedback coming in. What do you see the viewers actually taking part in providing the feedback, looking at the stuff
yeah.
that you're doing?
Yeah, you know, we're very lucky, right, with this project. We are working with a great team. There's a bunch of people in the team that are really well-recognized community leaders and authors in the space, and for that I'm very grateful to them. But as any other project, we really want to engage with, you know, you guys,
sure.
right? Because you are really out there in the world solving building real
these
applications
problems, right.
and solving real apps, solving real problems. So we, as with any other project in PNP, we have already set up a Coplex site where
okay.
we will be posting early content, the early versions of the chapters, the early versions of the sample apps. So I would invite, you know, everybody to join us there in the discussion. And the address for that is claimsid.codeplex.com.
Okay, so claimsid.codeplex.com. We'll have that URL obviously in a slide at the end of the video. But the key is not just looking at the solution also, but looking at the collection of scenario that you've identified.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us, you know, what are the scenarios that actually resonates with the problem that you're tackling today? Or are there scenarios that we're missing in a sense, like, you know, scenario that you are actually, you know, trying to figure out today in your organization? You know, please let us know of that as well so we could,
Absolutely.
You know, we could take other feedback from the community and see
right.
where it bubbles up. That's fantastic. So I think this is good. We'll throw your blog as well. I know you're an active blogger. You share a lot of information about the project. We'll throw that as well. And looking forward to you participating in this project, influencing what we are providing as guidance.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gino, for joining me.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Joey.